wait a minute, wait a turn, minute. On radio. Turn on the radio. My homie got a new show and it's time to play it, though. Play it, I hope you got in tune. Got he talking bigger business. Bigger he make biz. A lot of moves. Lot of he talking Scott Catoon. I'm saying, wait a minute.
Welcome to the Technori Podcast. I'm your host, Scott Catoon. Joining me for this show, Avail co-founder Ryan Kuhn. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me, Scott.
Of course. So I can explain what I think this company does, but sometimes it's just better to have the co-founder say what it is. So why don't you talk through what the company is, what it used to be called, what people know of it now, and then we're going to kind of get into your background, how you got into this, and just have a good time.
Absolutely. So Avail is a platform that makes renting easier and less daunting for do-it-yourself landlords and their tenants. Today, there's about 70,000 independent part-time landlords across the country who use our platform to manage single-family homes, condo units, and small multifamily buildings in about 12,000 zip codes nationwide.
So when did you guys launch, first off?
So we launched in early 2013.
Okay. Because I'm thinking back to this, I'm like, so I spent some time in commercial real estate, and it was more shopping center, and we did one residential tower, but it was, I really had very little to do with it. And it was like during the recession, everything just completely flipped. And the people who had properties were looking for multi-uses. They were looking to do anything they could with it. And there really was, like, real estate, as you know well, is like so archaic. And it's really like fast moving into the tech space now. Like there's a ton of real estate tech out there. But for the longest time until really like 20, I would say even, I didn't even notice till like 2014, 15, maybe even now, before I started seeing the technology that was like impactful. So tell me a little bit about how you got into this and what was the sort of problem that you saw and how you guys wanted to work your way through it.
Yeah. So like you mentioned, real estate is very archaic. Real estate today is still managed with spreadsheets, pen and paper. On the residential side, a lot of tenants still use Craigslist to find their next home. It's very much the same way it was 10, 15, 20 years ago. And what Lawrence and I, my co-founder and I, realized in 2012, 2013 is that there had been a lot of innovation going on for the bigger, more institutional real estate residential properties.
But even that stuff, though, like even the institutional stuff, you know, in a lot of cases, there's a little bit of an analogy, I think, with real estate companies in the same as banking. So like the big banks run everything. And then there's a bunch of little banks, but like they're backed by the big banks. And real estate's very similar in that the companies that own everything have small subsidiaries that own everything else. And so like they pass it through. But what I always noticed was that the actual tech didn't really help the renter or the person who was like the operator. Like as a property manager, the technology that was coming down at that time wasn't helpful. And now, like as an individual, I guess when you go out and do, let's say, I'm going to stick with residential for now, but well, I guess, I mean, you guys obviously residential. For me on the commercial side, and people like me, when we left our companies, it was like, oh, we could get involved in brokering deals to different individuals, but and we could compete because the competition, our former bosses, didn't have any technological like advantage. And now, kind of to your point with Avail, there is a technological opportunity or advantage in being a sole practitioner, which has like never been the case before.
Yeah, absolutely. And what's amazing and what surprises a lot of people is that there's about 45 million residential rental properties in the U.S. today. 24 million of those are owned by individuals like you and I.
Yeah.
So there's 8 million landlords out there who are full-time doctors, bankers, attorneys, consultants, and part-time landlords. And those, what we're doing is really building the technology that empowers them to compete with the bigger guys.
So walk me through the process. So if I'm let's say I decided I'm going to buy a three flat here in downtown Chicago and I want to rent it out. Like what does working with Avail look like for me?
Yeah. So for you, let's assume that you've got one of the three units in this three flat is vacant.
Yep.
So you
or
would sign up with us. Ideally not, but
yeah,
it happens. So you sign up with us, you would create a rental listing with us. You'd give us the photos, the description. We would then, with the click of a button, publish your property across Zillow, Trulia, Apartments.com, Rent.com, and all those other sites that tenants are searching. Once you'd get those 18 leads from interested tenants back within your Avail account, we plug into TransUnion to get you easy access to the credit, criminal, and eviction reports.
Yep.
After that, you've narrowed it down from the 18 leads down to the one person that you want to rent to. We've got state and city-specific lease templates that you can toggle a few options and sign in a couple of clicks,
yeah,
not hours of printing, scanning, and faxing,
sure,
back and forth. We then help you collect rent payments on time electronically. So your tenants can log in, they can schedule a payment from their checking account or debit or credit card, and that'll be deposited to your account.
So it's an all-in system. So I mean, like, I have no idea the answer to this question. How many people, I guess, what percentage of the population of renters, owner renters, still do things the old-fashioned way? Like, I got to feel like it's got to be a ton.
Yeah. Our estimate is that about 90% of these part-time landlords are still using spreadsheets, pen and paper, a fax machine.
No credit. I mean, no credit check, like, for the most
Nothing.
Part. Yeah.
No, they're not screening their tenants, and that can lead to evictions, which you probably know are very expensive.
And it's a huge pain in the ass because you can't, I mean, there's certain times of the year you can't get people out. Like, they're in, if you have a family, for example, who stops paying you 3 months ago and you've sent default notice after default notice, but we're about to hit December and it's cold, like, you legally cannot kick them out homeless. Like, that's not how that works. People think you can just be like, oh, just get rid of them. Like, that's,
it's not that easy.
Not that easy. And so, yeah, I mean, there's a huge value in not getting yourself in that position in the first place. Price wise, how does this compare? What are some of the, you know, what would I expect as an owner of this? Like, what is the cost difference for doing this, say, versus just my time of picking and putting it on every other site? And like, how does it look?
Yeah. So as you mentioned, one end of the spectrum is doing it all yourself.
Yeah.
And
which
piecing
sucks.
Together and duct taping together multiple solutions.
Yeah.
Other end of the spectrum is turning over the keys to a full service property management company.
Which also sucks.
Which sucks. Yeah. It's expensive, and they oftentimes don't do a great job.
No.
They don't care about your
property. They almost never just, I don't mean to be like crapping on them because I used to be one. They don't ever do a great job. It just, they don't, the way that they measure success internally is not on a customer user experience. It's number of volume. It's how many people we manage and how much, what our occupancy is. Once you're in, that's not their problem.
Right. Well, and they're managing properties for multiple owners.
Yep.
So your property, they may not care about.
Sure.
So,
and they're rarely on site.
So in terms of cost to you as an owner, with one unit, so one single family home, one condo unit, our platform is completely free for you.
Okay.
With two or more units, that's where a small monthly subscription fee starts at $25 a month.
Okay.
So very affordable. And again,
and you, are you guys taking, I mean, obviously I'm sure that there's a credit card piece, but like when people pay their rent, are you taking a sliver off that or how does that all work?
Yeah. So there are some small transaction convenience fees for paying rent online.
Yep.
When a tenant submits their TransUnion credit and criminal background check, there's a small fee that the tenant pays for that. What's also unique about our model is that we've also partnered with other big companies who have products and services that we just frankly won't build. So a good example of that, we work very closely with State Farm.
Yep.
So all of the renters who are coming through our platform need renter's insurance. So we've partnered with State Farm to make that really easy.
So like in the end, like what you've done is taken everything that a person would have to do as an individual owner and just be like, here's your lunchbox.
Here you go.
Yep.
Yeah. It's all in one place. The pieces talk with each other. So that's another big advantage. Saves you a lot of time as the owner.
What was your actual background prior to this stuff?
Yeah. So before starting this company, I worked in finance. I worked for a large investment bank. And on the side, in whatever little free time I had, I was helping my family manage a small portfolio of properties. And one day I became fed up with all the spreadsheets, computer crash that happened. And I said, look, there's got to be a better way. And I looked at how the big institutional owners manage their properties. And they've been using shitty, clunky software for about 20 years.
Yep.
But that shitty, clunky software was both too complex and too expensive for me as a part-time owner with a few homes.
Sure. Yeah. And the funniest part about the clunky software is that they seem to be happy to use it.
Yeah.
Like if you go and talk to them, like, yeah, you should replace this. Like, nah, like it's great. Like, really? It's pretty awful, actually.
Yeah, it hasn't changed. Those companies just don't invest in user experience the same way that modern Web 2.0 companies do.
What do you see as a couple of new additions to the stream that you think would be valuable or useful? Like, are you guys working on new things? Like, what? How does something? Because this is one of those things where like you've checked all of the five major boxes that need to be checked in order to offer like a kind of soup to nuts product, but what are some of the things that you have found as potential needs that you maybe didn't think about from the owner's or from the user standpoint?
Yeah, so as you alluded to earlier, we recently went through a really exciting rebrand of our company to update our company's identity from Rentolutions to Avail. And we're really proud of the work that our team has done throughout that process. Looking forward, we're really all about building tools that help our community of landlords and tenants interact better. And we're really focusing on things that will facilitate better communication between responsible landlords and trustworthy tenants.
Very cool. This is awesome. How do people come to actually use the product? Like, where do people go to learn more about it?
Yeah, they can find us online at avail.co.
Okay.
We're on all the social media channels at Hello Avail.
Very cool. Awesome. Thank you so much for coming and taking the time.
Thank you for having me.
Of course. This is great. You can catch this episode more at technori.com. Download the podcast on iTunes and stay connected. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Technori. Follow me at Katoon. Boom. That's a wrap.